Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. It's Christmas Day, 2019. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating Christmas Day here. And I want to, it's just you and me, by the way. I'm going to talk about a few things in the next couple of segments, and then Andrew Sherman's going to join us in the second half of the hour, and we're going to talk about a number of different things. I'm glad you're here, and I want to talk about some very important people on this Christmas Day these people may be in your lives. They may be part of your family. More than likely, you know some of them if they're not part of your family. More than likely, you know of them if they're not part of your family. But absolutely, they are part of your life. And I'm talking about men and women in uniform. For the moment, I'm talking about the men and women in military, who in any of the military forces, the United States of America, those people who are standing a post at this moment, when you and I are having, you know, a nice meal with our family, we're warm, we're safe, we're able to walk out and wander around all we want and not be afraid of harm. We're sheltered inside this wonderful country that we have, where people can come and go without having to show their papers. We can wander around, do all the stuff we want to do, enjoy not only the freedom that comes from God, but the liberty that we give to each other. And there's only one reason why we have this, and it's because over the history of this country, there have been men and women who are willing to stand a post, even on Christmas Day, wherever their country chose to send them. They answered the call, they stepped up, and they answered the call of a grateful nation. And so right now, even as we speak, there are men and women standing a post in the Philippines, in Japan, South Korea, in Europe, in Iraq, in Syria. Yes, we have people there still. They're in the most danger. In Afghanistan right now, this week, we lost another member of our special forces, Army Special Forces. The only reason I'm not saying his name is because he's not the only one. We lost two earlier this month, I think, in a helicopter crash. There are still people in harm's way all around this world. Even if they're not in a combat zone, if you're standing a post of any kind in the military, you're in a heightened level of danger than you and I are sitting in our recliners watching a ball game during the holidays. These are people. Now remember, folks, for 40 plus years, America's military has been voluntary. These are people who volunteer to join the military. If you've never gone through military training, then you can't appreciate the rigors, the difficulty, the test, the physical, mental, emotional, and every other way a human can be tested that you go through when you go through not just the basic training, but the advanced training, the next level to get your MOS, to get your military occupational specialty, whatever that may be. All of that, that's no cakewalk. This isn't like going to work for a corporation and they take and they send you to training where you're in a nice, comfortable, air-conditioned room, and you're getting, you know, getting paid a per diem to show up. This isn't like that. You volunteer to become a member of the military, and then you get roughed up, and you get tested, and you get proven, and you prove to yourself that you're worthy. You find out what you're made of. You find out what kind of metal you're made of, and you volunteered for all that. And you did it because you have you placed something above yourself. You placed your devotion to your country above yourself. You prepared yourself, you're preparing yourself to stand a post around the world, maybe even in extreme harm's way, as happened to some of our service members in Afghanistan this year and in other places. So today, on this Christmas Day, during this holiday season, I really would like to encourage you to think about the men and the women that are in your family, the men and women who are maybe are the families of your neighbors. Maybe they're either their family members are your friends. You may have friends who are doing this. If you don't know anyone, if you don't have anyone specifically that you know that you could think about, look it up. Find a name. Find the family's name. Look in the news and find the family of the member of the army that was killed this week in Afghanistan. Find that family's name and put them in your thoughts. Say a prayer for them. There are also are some GoFundMe sites out there. There are a number of charities that are helping veterans that I encourage you to find out about. Folks, this is Christmas, and one of the reasons why we have peace in America and to a large part around the world is because those men and women were willing to stand a post, and I'm grateful for them, and I hope you are too. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Merry Christmas. I'll be right back.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.